特别感恩上次分享了耶稣葡萄园的这样的一个比喻，这样的一个故事。
Last time we talk about the story in 葡萄园 in the vineyard。
对，在葡萄园里的故事。
今天呢，正是因为在葡萄园里的对话，我们有一个新的信息分享出来。
Today after the conversation, after we talked about the conversation in the vineyard, now we have another message.
我们试试吧。好了。全球主义呢，叫 globalism。
Globalism。
它是过去20年呢，这个在整个世界上非常流行的一个政治行动。
It's a political idea that has been popular in the last 20 years.
从美国开始到全球，它不只是一个贸易的一个过程。
Starting from America, it's not just about trade.
它这个 globalism 这个全球化主义背后呢，它是想建立一个没有边界，一个没有这个这样的一个全球统一的一个乌托邦式的这样的一个理想。
Behind the globalism, they are trying to build a kind of unity, a utopian idea to build this kind of unity without boundary, without borders.
你看这个就像美国和这个加拿大之间的边境一样。
And look at the border between U.S. and Canada.
就像欧洲在取消各自的边境一样。
It's like Europe, they cancel their boundaries.
但是你看现在不行了。
But look at that.They are in trouble.
现在这个大家都开始把边界怎么样重新管控起来。
Now people starting to set up their borders.
这个 globalism 是美国人这个兴起来的，但是美国人又宣布它失败了。
Globalism started from U.S., but now they announced that they failed.
就像这个 picture 这个图画一样，给大家把这个世界地图把自己国家那一片都撕走了。成为一个新的一个分散的旗子，各自打着自己的旗子走了。
It's like in this picture shows that everybody's tore off the map. They have their own country.
所以现在兴起来的是什么？国家主义、民族主义。
Now we begin to have this nationalism and or
nationalism.
Yeah, nationalism.
对，这个取决于这个跟我们每个人都有关系。
And it has something. It concerns all of us.
就我们到底把自己的认同和价值和什么连接在一起
？Should we align our ideas also our values also with them?
七年前就是2018年，当时我在北京牧养教会的时候。
7 years ago, when I was pastoring a church in Beijing.
84岁的老先生，特别好的一个老弟兄。
And there was a man in his 84 years
old, 特别好的一个弟兄。
He was a very good man.
他来找我，这个帮寻求帮助。
He asked me for help.
说他睡不了觉。
He could not sleep.
心里很焦虑。
And he was in.
我说您焦虑什么呢
？Anxious. I asked him.About his anxiety, what
他说：“哎呀，中国都有航空母舰了，这舰上没飞机怎么办呀、啊、
？”He's anxious about in China. China, we have the air carrier, but we don't have planes enough, not enough. What shall we do with that?
后来2022年，我来到这个温哥华。
In 2022, I came to Vancouver.
我去年不是在 Richmond 那里牧养教会吗
？I was pastoring a church in Richmond.
又有类似的问题。
And there was another similar question.
有两个这个兄弟姊妹，大概其就是Joshua这个 age.
There was a brother and sister just like Joshua's age.
因为在那个这个敬拜之后呢，我们有一起的爱宴。
After the church service, we have dinner together.Lunch together.
他们俩其实也没有公开说，就是悄悄的在自己底下一个 corner 就聊天。
They were discussing a topic at a corner.
说，哎呦，幸亏这个毛泽东的这儿子死在朝鲜战争里面了，要不然我们现在跟北朝鲜一样。
Because we are so lucky that the son of Mao Zedong, the chairman leader and supreme leader in China, he died. Otherwise, we our country will be like North Korea.
我不见得同意他的观点啊。
I didn't really agree with him.
但是我很吃惊，他们说这个话的时候，引起了很严重的后果。
But I was very surprised that they actually, when they say that, 他有个什么？
很严重的后果。
And there will be great consequence.
这老华侨跟洪哥这么大岁数的。
And they are of the same age with Hong Ge.
到这儿都三四十年了已经。
But they have been here in Canada for 30 or 40 years.
哎呦，真是特别的爱国。
They love their country very much.
我当时跟他们拍桌子了，啪一下。
Slammed the table.
说你们敢污蔑祖国，污蔑毛主席。
I said, you are despising your supreme leader.
我赶紧走，赶紧过去把他们分开。
So I divided them.
你发现没有？我发现有时候啊，生活在国外的人好像更爱国似的。
Since that people in living abroad, they love their countries.
为什么？因为我们常常把自己的这种身份认同啊，和自己的这个 motherland 自己的祖国、自己的这个原来的那个 hometown 啊，是联系在一起。
We always align our values with our homeland, home countries.
有一个美国的教授啊，他就说这个世界上有两个国家特别强调爱国主义。
And there's a professor, he said there were two countries who emphasize a lot on nationalism.
一个是 USA, 一个就是 China.
One is US, the other is China.
就过分的把这个国家呢放到了一个很高很高的一个位置。
They overemphasize on the nationalism, they put a country above everything.
你可以观察到，其实现在中国把爱国放了一个很高的位置，其实是取代了以前皇帝崇拜的那个位置，用国家来取代皇帝的那个位置。
And you can see that in China, the old times they worship the emperors. Now they worship the country as the top.
所以今天耶稣的话语依然对我们每一个人的处境都带来深刻的思考。
So today, what Jesus said will also bring us into deep thought.
所以我来念中文的 scripture, 你来念英文的好不好？
好。
后来就是他在这个葡萄园里讲那个葡萄园的故事，这个之后发生了什么事情呢？他们打发几个法利赛人和几个西律党人到耶稣那里，要就着他的话陷害他。
So after the conversation in the vineyard, now there's another story.They sent unto him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians to catch him and his words.
他们来了，他就对他说：“夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不逊情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道，纳税给凯撒，可不可以？我们该纳不该纳？”
And when they were come.They said unto him, Master, we know that thou art true and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of man, but teachest the way of God and truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? Shall we give or shall we not give?
耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说。你们为什么试探我？拿一个银钱来给我看。他们就拿了来。耶稣说：“这像和这号是谁的？”他们说：“是凯撒的。”耶稣说：“凯撒的物当归给凯撒，神的物当归给神。”
And he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, "Why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it." And they brought it.And he said unto them, Whose is this image and subscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. And Jesus answering said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's.
他们就很稀奇他。
They marveled at him.
Yes.
marveled.
他们就很稀奇他。
They marveled.
对，这就是那个凯撒的那个金币，是奥古斯都时期出的。
So this is the coin of the Caesar's.
对
，Caesar's.
这个从奥古斯都开始，这个凯撒就不再是一个人的名字了，而像皇帝那样的称号了。
Starting from Augustus, the emperor, now Caesar became not just a name, it's become a symbol of the Roman Empire.
这个 Caesar, 这个凯撒呀，不是英语，它是拉丁文，罗马的拉丁文。
Caesar is actually not English, it's not an English word, it's a Latin word.
Caesar 在这里 ，Caesar。
Can see that.
但是它这个金币上不是有这个人头像吗？
On the golden coin, there was an image.
所以这个犹太人呢，他是不允许有这个偶像崇拜的。
And for Jews, actually, if you worship image, it's not allowed.
所以他们在奉献的时候啊，要把这个钱，这个肖像给磨平了，磨成一个没有肖像的一个平的一个钱。
When they offer the money, they have to wipe out the image.
这是为什么在那个圣殿里面有兑换银钱的
？So that's why in the temple there was a table that exchanged money before you offer them.
把这个金币兑换成没有头像的那个金币去奉献。
So they have exchanged the coins with the other kinds that have no image of Caesar.
今天我们的这个故事它是怎么样一个故事呢
？So today there's such a story.
在耶稣指出这些法利赛人和撒都该人他们怎么样他们是不顺服上帝的话语 不愿意怎么样有真正的敬拜
And Jesus will point out that Pharisees they are not really worshiping God
以前这个法利赛人和撒都该人他们是互相不对付的
And actually beforePharisees and also Sadducees actually they are against each other
就跟这个基督教派里面这个福音派灵恩派互相说这福音派你们不好好讲圣经你们太天天的这个寻找这个圣灵的记号
It's like in today's church and between the conflicts between evangelical church and charismatic church
然后这个灵恩派呢，又嫌弃这个福音派，你们天天讲圣经，就这理性哲学太多，没有圣灵的工作。
Evangelical church will say to charismatic church, "You guys are worshiping it with crazy. You don't study Bible." And charismatic church will say to evangelical church, "You guys are only study Bible every day with a reasoning mind, not really worshiping God."
这个法利赛人呢，就觉得这些撒都该人呢。他们根本就不懂圣经。
So the same way, Pharisees, they will argue that the Sadducees they know nothing about Bible.
但是这个撒都该人呢，他们是祭司团体，所以他们非常关注自己的权利。
But Sadducees, they are priests, the group of priests.
所以他们非常注重自己的权利呢，所以他们在这个犹太人公会里面呢，就干脆一人一半。一半是撒都该人，一半是这个法利赛人，他们经常吵架。
So they argue a lot with each other, different two groups.
但是在迫害陷害耶稣的事情上，他们团结了起来。
But when it comes to persecuting Jesus, they have great unity.
借着他们的陷害呢，耶稣就借着这笔金币，显示出耶稣凯撒的国。和神的国之间，它既有重合的地方怎么样，又有冲突的地方。
So through this coin, you can see there was a conflict between a kingdom in heaven and kingdom on earth. They have conflicts between each other, but they also there were some places they could match.
所以我希望今天呢，能借着这段经文呢，让我们每一个人。都重新审视自己的身份的归属。
So today, through this message, I would like to let everyone to revalue ourselves.
耶稣让法利赛人和撒都该人感到惊奇，他也会让我们每一个人感到惊奇。
And Pharisees and Sadducees, they marveled at Jesus. Today, we will do the same.
首先，耶稣是一直的被陷害，这是我第一个信息。
For Jesus has been persecuted all the time.
我们在这个中文中有一个成语叫什么？天罗地网，是不是？它右边这个字就是罗字，你看上边也是一个网，下面是什么？是一只小鸟。
So in Chinese, there is such a word, and it's about the net.
右边那个
是 the bird.
右边呢，其实是一个网，这个网就非常普遍了，这个是各种各样的网。但是呢，这个罗网加在一起，就像一个捕兽、一个捕抓鸟、捕抓鱼、捕抓野兽的这么一个器具，它的这种暴力感是非常十足的。To catch him, 啊 ，to 把他那个置于一个死亡之地。
So this Chinese character of the net that is designed there to catch the bird or the beast, and with a great violence.
为什么我要强调 to catch him in his wars? 这个把这个网罗联系在一起呢？是因为耶稣借着这次试探，又回应了在旧约中的一个预言。
And because when in this part there was also there's a link with another prophecy in the Old Testament.
在诗篇里面有这么一句，他说：“我们好像雀鸟，从捕鸟人的网罗里逃脱，网罗破碎，我们逃脱了。”
It's just like in Psalm 124:7, it says, "We are like the birds ran away from the net." The net is broken, we escaped.
Yes. 我们今天也是，我们在这个世界中啊，被很多的事情网罗住。
Today we are the same. We are kept in the net by so many troubles.
我们的身份，我们的 ID 是一个网罗。
And our identity, 还有个什么？
我们的身份，我们的 ID 啊。
And our identity and our ideas are like that.
我们的经济重担是一个网络。
Our financial burdens are like that.
我们的健康是一个网络。
Our healthy issues are like that.
我们的人际关系是一个网络。
And our troubles with relationship are like that.
这些网络是非常暴力的。
And these nets are sometimes violent.
以至于这些网络的背后是什么？是要置于我们死地。
And sometimes even trying to put us to death.
你有没有一种感觉，有时候生活像扼住了我们的脖子一样，让我们慢慢的失去力量？
We can feel that they sometimes choke our throats.
耶稣所做的，他不只是逃出了自己的网络，他更是为我们逃出现在的网络，开出一条生命的道路。
And what Jesus did, not only for him to escape, but also open a way for us.To run away from the net.
这是为什么使徒保罗在哥林多前书15:55-57他有这样的感慨，他可不是一般的感慨，他像念诗一样发出一个诗人一样的咆哮，他说死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，是我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜了。
That's why Apostle Paul andFirst Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 to verse 57, and he declared that it's like a singing, and he said, "Oh death, where is the power of your victory, and where is your sting? The power of the sting is the sting of death is a sing. The power of the sing is law. But thanks be to our God."And by Jesus Christ, we have victory.
所以当你的生活变得非常的混乱、黑暗、晦暗不明的时候，你知道有一条路为你预备。
So in your chaotic life, you will know there is a way for us.
这条路不是让你被困死在现在的处境中。
And this way will not keep us in the net.
但是这条路应该把你送到耶稣基督的面前。
But it will bring us to Jesus.
借着他的十字架得胜。
Through His cross, we will have victory.
和他的圣灵一同荣耀他，赞美他。
And we will glorify, God with Him.
我们的人生的终点并不是死亡。
Our destination is not death.
我们人生的终点应该是见证他的国降临。
And but we'll see His kingdom.
今天你不是一个被困住的人。
Today we are not captured in the net.
你是一个要和耶稣一起得胜的人。
But we will have victory with Jesus.
你可以说我有这样的困难，我有这样的困乏，我有这样的混乱，因为耶稣也曾经面对过这些。
We have these troubles and these difficulties. Jesus had the same.
但我们要和我们每一个人要和耶稣一起得胜，而且他已经得胜了。
But we will have victory together with Jesus. He has conquered.
即使是天罗地网，也不能困住你。
Even the net from wherever it is, we will not be kept.
所以保罗说吧，你跌倒了却不致死亡，你被围困却总有一条出路。
So even you fall.And there was a way for us.
感谢主。那么第二个信息，耶稣一直是诚实。
And this is the second message, and Jesus is always honest.
你不要看这个法利赛人和撒都该人，他这个时候要做耶稣的仇敌，但是神也使用他们去说出真相。
And Pharisees, they are Jesus' enemies.But sometimes they reveal the truth.
就像那个大祭司指着耶稣说，他要为一国的人死。
And as the high priest, he said something like, "And Jesus will be the one who died for the whole nation."
但这里呢，他们说什么？说夫子，我们知道你是诚实。
Here they said, "Jesus, Master, we know thou art true."
这个诚实。并不是说耶稣表现出来的诚实。
Here, it's about Jesus. He is true. It's not about he appearing to be true.
在希伯来的这个语法中啊，有一种语法叫做名词句。
And in Hebrew, the grammar, there is a grammar.
对，都是名词，一句话里都是名词。比如说，我是我 ，I am whom I am。
And there's such a sentence they are composed of only nouns.
比如说，我是道路、真理和生命。
Such as like when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
这个语法是什么意思呢？就是我这个句话是真实的，而且是从来不改变的。
And in the grammar, you can tell it shows that this sentence is always true.
比如说，如果我说。阿文是诚实的。
For example, if I say, Alvin is an honest man.
这是他性格中的一个特征。
This is a special character in me.
但我们说耶稣是诚实的。
And when we say Jesus is honest.
他就是诚实。
He is honest.
他就是光。
He is the light.
他就是爱。
He is love.
诚实是耶稣的本性。
Being honest is actually the nature.
他的诚实我们中文也翻译成另外一个什么呢？信实。
And the honesty can also be translated into faithfulness.
他说过的话他一定会成就。
When he said it, he will fulfill it.
他说得胜了就一定得胜了。
When he is victorious, when he has the victory, he will win.
他说他爱你
When he said,
他就一定是爱你。
When he said he loves you, he
他说要拯救你，你就一定会被。
When he said he will save you, he will save you.
所以这个中文翻译成什么人你都不逊情面，不看人的外貌。你看这个人的外貌和什么相对应？人的脸和神的脸。
So when they say that Jesus will pay no attention to who they are, their appearance, they don't care. 对不起，你再说。
他不只是看人的脸，他是看神的脸。
And Jesus didn't look at their faces, but look at the face of God.
所以他把人的外貌和神的传神的道作为一个对应的一个句子说出来。
So he put the man, their appearance, and also the word of God They put these two together.
你看这个，我使用的是那个 James James Version, King James Version. 所以他当时用的是
James Version
语法，他用那个 ESD 什么意思呢？就是一个现在进行时。
So this is the grammar and King James Version. They use carest and regardest and teaches. This is present tense.
你一直是诚实的。
So it means you are always.
你一直怎么样？你不看人的脸。
You always pay no attention to who they are.
你一直传的是神的道。
You always preach God's word.
所以我们看这句话里面。
So,
我们可以看出来 这几个点。
第一 sentence, that this point,
他一直是诚实正直的人。
First, he is always honest, a man
所以耶稣他这个诚实正直的这个 imagine likeness 这样的形象和样式也怎么样也要投射在我们的身上。
So Jesus has this, this image would also cast into us.
第二个人的脸人的外貌不是最重要的。这个外貌不只是我们长什么样子，而是什么？而是我们的身份，我们的 ID， 在地上的 ID， 不是最重要的。
So the appearance of a person are not important.
对
，our identity is important.
你是美国人，你是加拿大人，你是中国人，这不是在永恒中的。
You are American, Canadian, or Chinese, but in the lens of the eternity, they are not important.
什么是神的道？就是把我们每一个人都变成天国的人。
What is the word of God that should mean that we will become a citizen of kingdom of God?
所以圣经中有一句话嘛，说神的脸照你，
so,
愿神的脸光照你。
So there is such a word in the Bible. It says, "May God's word shine upon you."
你看像不像一个慈爱的父亲母亲在看自己婴孩的样子
So it's like a father who is looking at his son
你看当他这个 father 这个 mother 当他这个 parents 这个脸看自己孩子的时候他的爱他的诚实他的正直他的善良也投射在这孩子的生命中
When the parents look at the children and their kindness their love shine upon their children.
这个婴孩不会一直停留在婴孩这个样子上。
The babies will not stay at the state of as babies, always like that.
那婴孩的脸只是暂时的。
That face, that baby face, is just temporary.
这个婴孩的身份只是暂时的。
And the identity as a baby are temporary.
要借着这个父母的爱，借着这个父母的样式，他会成长，而且成为一个越来越像父母的人。
But following the likeness of their parents, they will become like their parents.
所以啊，在这里面，你看这些法利赛人、撒都该人说什么？说你总是按照神的道路去教导我们。
So here, Pharisees said, "You always teach us in accordance with the truth of God."
他用的是 "on the way," the God's way.这个道路很有意思这个道我们中国人理解的是很丰富的
The way of God in Chinese word actually it's very meaningful
这个道你看上面是一个手一个头嘛底下一个总之它最早的意思是什么呢是婴孩从妈妈肚子里出来的样子那个头先出来
the Chinese word 道这个词嘛
道这个字
And
the, 就是 baby be born 的样子
The way of God And you can translate it to the word of God But in Chinese word The word Dao And looks like a hand And also the baby's hat
and 后来又引申成为这是一个道路吗
coming out of
引申成为一个道路的意思
the mother is like the way coming out of the mother
最后又引申成为什么说这是一个特别奇妙的一个规律上帝定的这么一个规律又变成了一个道理
So this is such a wonderful way that become the way of God
所以这一个道字就道尽了生命真理
So just one
和道路
Just one word 道 And it reveals the way of the truth
今天耶稣的十字架耶稣的圣灵为我们所预备的就是按着神的道路
让我们怎么样去走到他的面前，进入他的国度，成为一个越来越像他的人。
So today, through the cross of Jesus' cross, we will become a person more and more like Him.
无论你是英国人，是中国人，是美国人，是加拿大人，你最终要成为一个越来越像他的人。
So, no matter you are English, or Canadian or Chinese, will become like person more and more like Jesus.
有神的形象和样式的人。
And you will have image of God, and you will have His likeness.
他们说了很多很好的话，但是最后一句话露出了他们的狐狸尾巴。
They said a lot of beautiful things, but the last word revealed who they are.
他说我们应该不应该向凯撒交税啊？
He asked, "Should we pay tax to Caesar?"
而且还问了两遍，注意到没有？两个问号，应该不应该纳税啊？
And he asked two times, two questions, with two questions.
Push,
trying to push.
加重这个语气，要叫他马上回答，必须告诉我们。
They were pushing Jesus to answer the question right away.
因为当时罗马人向犹太人呢收人头税。
Because Roman government they are charging tax from.
不只是 tax 啊，是人头税。
人头税。
昨天那个 Burnaby Government 开会向华人道歉，因为他们在历史上向华人收人头税。你们注意到这个新闻了吗？这个曾经加拿大政府歧视华人，向停留在加拿大的人收人头税。
啊，
这个词儿就是人头税 ，imperial tax。
Burnaby Government actually yesterday they had a meeting. They apologized to Chinese.Because in the history, they used to, the Canadian government, they used to charge the imperial tax, the kind of...
Individually, I was Chinese living here. 同样在历史中，罗马人 charge 犹太人人头税。
So the kind of tax is like, as long as you live here, they will charge a tax, like, taxes, like...
人头税。
Should we call hat tax? I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Translate.
这就是一种很强的政治压迫。
So it's like discrimination.
经济剥削。
Political discrimination is kind of like exploitment.
强调犹太人，你们不是独立的，你们是我的殖民地。
So through that tax, it's kind of discriminating that you are foreigners, but you live here, you have to pay tax, the kind of special tax.
犹太人在自己的土地上。
So for Jewish people,
却要给人在罗马的人交人头税，你说他们的心里高兴不高兴？
They live in their own land, their own homeland, but they have to pay tax to the Roman Empire.
所以这是一个非常敏感的政治问题。
That's a great insult. So that's a sensitive topic.
其实法利赛人和撒都该人他们本身他们的工会是可以阻止耶稣的，他们可以打耶稣，可以把耶稣关到监牢里面。
So the council of Pharisees and Sadducees actually they can put Jesus into jail through the kind of
他们有罪名，宗教罪名吗？
Yeah,
可以阻止耶稣的。
They can use the kind of religiouscrime,
但是他们不这么做，他们非要给他charge一个罗马人的罪名。为什么？他们想弄死耶稣。
But they are trying to put Jesus under the sin, under the crime of the Roman Empire.
因为只有罗马人才能有定死罪的权利。
Because only Roman government have this authority to put a citizen to death.
如果耶稣说应该交给凯撒交税。
If Jesus said, "Yeah, you should pay tax,"
他将怎么样失去犹太人的人心，犹太人将生他的气。
They will lose Jewish, and they will be very angry at Jesus.
但是他如果说我们不应该向凯撒交税，我们只应该向上帝交税。
If he said we should not pay tax to Roman Empire, we pay tax only to God.
这是煽动叛乱，这是死刑。
Then he will be in great trouble that against the Roman government. He will be put to death.
又翻不了篇了。
啊，
还得
请你。
还 还得请你帮忙帮我翻译一下，谢谢。他为什么有时候？
你也翻不了。
好，下一页。
OK, good.
但是耶稣怎么样？他虽然一直被陷害，但是他一直不受试探。
Jesus was tempted, but he would not be tempted.
他当时就指出来说：“你们为什么试探我？”这个原文也是什么？也是一个进行时态。你们为什么一直试探我
？He says, "Why are you trying to tempt me?"
他说：“拿一个银钱来给我。
”He said, "Bring me a penny."
这个是耶稣很棒的一种见证的方式。我们现在总结来，它叫临场物证式教导。
It's a very good way to Jesus. He has kind of demonstration with an object to teach the lesson.
我能问一个问题吗？这是什么东西？这图片上。
Look at the picture. What is that?
孔雀的羽。
It's a feather of.
我这次在新加坡见到了内地会的。
孔雀应该怎么？
内地会的总干事，冯医生啊，他是内地会的总干事，他现在也是华福的总干事。他给了我一个孔雀的那个尾羽，他让我把那尾羽放在我的竖在我的这个指尖上，让我盯着这个根部，结果那个尾羽就总是立不起来，总是倒。然后呢？然后他让我不要看那个尾部，而看整个这个尾羽，但是这个肩部最高的地方，哎，就立住了。这个实验很有趣。
Dr. Fan gave me a piece of peacock's feather. He put it on my finger. I can try to make it stand. He 如果看在这个根部，
它就立不住；看在这个头，就立住了。冯医生
，Dr. Fan told me that he told me that if you look at the roots at the bottom of the feather, you cannot make it stand. But if you look at the end of the feather, you can make it stand. It will stand.
他其实是想告诉我们啊，如果你只关注现在的困境。你就什么也做不了。
He was trying to teach me that if you focus on your current trouble situations,
你要看到整个这个事情的整个情况，你才能知道你在哪里，你怎么如何 stand up.
Yeah, if you look at the problems, the current situation, you cannot make it stand, but you should have the full picture of it so that you can overcome.
你现在有什么事情被困住？你现在有什么事情被困住了？有什么事情在受试探？
What troubles do you have now?
对。
What are tempting you?
你在受什么试探？有一个弟兄，他打电话给我，他说他现在在学如何说方言，他学不会，他就问我是不是上帝不爱我了。
There was a brother and he asked me that he trying to learn speaking tongues. He said I could not speak tongues. So.Doesn't mean that God doesn't like me.
就我对这个 speaking tongue 的这个 tongue 的理解呢，是什么呢？是这个 tongue 是一个 gift， 是一个圣灵给的一个礼物，是圣灵凭着己意给他，不是我们自己想要就能学来的。
My understanding is that speaking tongue is a gift from God. It's given by the Holy Spirit. It's not like that you just want it and then you have it right away by your idea.
但是我没有跟他争论。
But I didn't argue with him.
我就是问他，你的生活，你的生活有什么困难没有
？I asked him what troubles do you have in your life now.
所以他说他半年找不到工作。
He said he could not find a job for half a year.
他太太想跟他离婚。
And his wife is gonna divorce him.
他出了两次车祸，都是主要责任。
And he had two car accidents.
所以我知道他为什么觉得上帝不爱他。
So that's why he thought God didn't like him.
跟他会不会说方言没关系。
It had nothing to do with the fact that he could not speak in tongue.
他被这个生活啊给挤住了 ，stuck.
So he was stuck in his life.
所以我安慰他。
So I comfort him.
啊，重新用福音的话语和他分享。
I share with him the the truth of gospel.
让他不要受这个试探。
I try to help him, not be tempted.
这是什么试探呢？就是这个魔鬼在他最困难的时候，不断的告诉说：“哎呦，你一直会这么倒霉的，你一直会这么不幸的，没有人爱你，你根本就不值得上帝的爱。”
The enemies will always say to you that you are, you are not like, you are not loved by God. You were always in these troubles.
好了，我给他祷告。
So I prayed for him.
然后我。上个月再跟他联系的时候
last month I contacted him again.
他又找到了工作
he found a job.
啊，生活很开心
he lived very well.
啊，我问他你还在学方言吗
I asked him, are you still trying to learn speaking tongue?
他说这个那个不是最重要的
he said, that is not the most important thing now.
你看他自己就把这个事情他能够看开了
See, you can see that he can open his
因为他不太重不太只是盯着那个被试探的那个点
he can open his eyes he will not just focus on the troubles that single
他看到了上帝给他生活的更加整全的计划
but he could see the full picture for his for his plan for his future
所以耶稣也是抓到了这个重点并不回答到底应该不应该给凯撒交税
so Jesus in the same wayHe can see the full picture. We're not lost in the single one point.
他抓住什么重点？他抓住这个钱上面这个像和号到底是谁的
？So he know the important point. Just look at the image on the coin. Who is the person on the coin?
你看，我一说像，你可能没有什么感觉，但我一说 imagine and likeness， 你可能就会想起什么来。
So if I say image or likeness, then you will know what I'm talking about.
在创世纪里面，上帝是靠什么造的人
？In Genesis, who are we created?
他用尘土造人，他用自己的灵怎么样放到里面去，让那个被造的有神的形象和样式。
God breathed His breath into us. Actually, He made us, with His.Image.
上帝创造了这么多东西，这么多 species， 这么多生物，这么多的物种。
God created so many species, many animals, all kinds of creatures.
但是他给我们怎么样？给了我们他的形象和样式。
But he gave us his image.
不是我们长得像他。
Not like that we look like him.
而是我们的生命怎么样？里面的那种永恒性，那种良善。那种对圣洁的渴慕啊，那种对上帝的那种渴慕，在我们里面，是我们为此被造的。
But we have this kindness in us, and we have this desire for the eternity. That is the image from God.
所以有人会以为，这个上帝的国是另外一半，这个凯撒的国是另外一半，他们好像是这样分开了。
So people could think that Kingdom of God and Kingdom of Caesar, they are two separate things.
好像是一个左派和右派的关系。
It's like the people who are on the left and people on the right in the political spectrum.
不是的，凯撒的国和上帝的国根本不是对称的，不是对称。
The Kingdom of God and Kingdom and Roman government, they are not in the kind of balance.
所以说，你看。耶稣说凯撒的物当归给凯撒神的物当归给神的时候这个归给是不一样的
When Jesus surrendered to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's and this word render means different things
中文都翻译成归给就给了我们一个一个错误的一个误导好像是两边都是同样的归给但是你看在 KJV 就是 King James Version 里面，它用的是 render， 在这个 NIV 里面，它用的是 give back， 这都是商业性的、义务性的一个偿还。
In Chinese translation, they all mean to return, but in you can see in NIV version, it uses the word give back。
但是你看到给神的物的时候是什么？是R。
When Jesus said, "Give back to God," he used the "are God." not give back to God.
用一句先贤的话来解释非常清楚是什么，他说把带凯撒像的还给凯撒，把带神形象的你自己还给谁。
So here it says just return to Tullio, this person, he said you just return those have the Caesar's images back to Caesar, but bring you yourself who have the image of God back to God.
这个号上面这个钱币上像这个形象和这个名号是凯撒的，那么你当尽的在这个世界的义务，你应该尽这个义务。
So it's like the responsibility, you have to fulfill the duty, and there's an image of Caesar on the coin.
但你不要把自己困在这个世界里面，好像你只是在这个世界里面是一个经济动物。
But you're not trapped yourself in this current world. You are like an animal or like.
对，现在我们这个社会把人类啊变成了好像是一个啊这个经济性的啊繁殖性的啊，只是你必须要生孩子啊，让国家这个有后代，我们叫人矿嘛。啊，或者经济性的，你要挣钱，要养家，你要付房贷，你要付这个孩子的补课班，你要这个货车贷，你要还银行的钱。他把人类异化成一个政治的、经济的和这个生物性的这么一个状况。
So you become like economic objects. You just live under the system of politics.Or biological.
对，但是你实际上你是谁啊
？World.
你是一个有形象、神的形象的样式。
But you are different. You have the image of God.
你要怎么样？要把自己重新归给谁
？So you have to come back to God.
你为此被造。
Because you created for that purpose.
你不是被造跑到这里来还贷款的。
You are not created here to pay back the debts.
你不只是被造跑到这里来养家的。
You are not created here to just raise your family.
现在要做的是为这个世界暂时寄居的地方。
And this world is just temporary.
但是还有一个报复，一个更高的一个目的是什么呢？你要把自己被造的这个诉求，这个原因要还给神。
But above all, there is a real purpose for us. We will come back to God.
你可能是一个很成功的人
and you are a successful man.
身体健康，家庭幸福、这个从来不愁要花钱的事情。
You're healthy, your family is happy, and you have no financial troubles.
但是上帝对你的期待更高。
But the expectation from God is high.
他期待你能怎么样，能够把自己归给他。
He expected that you will bring yourself back to God.
是的。当耶稣这样回答的时候
When Jesus answered in that way,
他把法利赛人撒都该人的问题一下用上帝的视角去回应的时候
He responded to his question in the view of God.
这些宗教专家就非常的稀奇他
Those religious professionals they marveled at him.
对这个 marveled 或者用 NIV 的话讲是 wonderful.Wonderful. 这个人好，真是好奇怪，好奇妙啊！他就是奇妙。
In NIV version, they could see the wonderful.
他是谁啊？他是为我们而生的，他的名字就叫做奇妙测试。政权必担在他的肩头是什么意思？他的国必要降临。
He was born for us, born to us. The government shall be upon his shoulders.
他就是奇妙的。
He's wonderful.
当你在生活中被卡住的时候，被 stuck 的时候
，When you're stuck in your life，
你要首先想到回到耶稣的面前。
You should come to him.
他让你感到奇妙。
He will make you feel wonderful.
他就是奇妙。
Because he is a wonderful counselor.
对，今天
Today,
我们所做的
，What we do
是回应耶稣的期待，
what we should do
把自己。还给谁？
归给神。
What we should do is to respond to Jesus. We'll come back to Him.
因为我们想成为更像耶稣的人。
We want to be more like Jesus.
我们因此是被创他创造的人。
We're created for that purpose.
刚才这位特鲁良呢，他是公元二世纪、三世纪的人，还有一位呢是十九世纪到二十世纪的人，是圣公会的一个神学家。
And Tertullian, he's a person who lives in the second or third century.
他提醒我们什么呀？
This person,
he 他提醒我们，基督徒不可逃避地上的职责，也不可把职责升格为偶像。
He said,
"Now, 你别那个按照这个太复杂，你就直接翻译就行。
Yeah, he said true Christianity was never meant to veer with man's obedience to the civil power.
你经常会听到这样的话，说，哎，等我退休了再信耶稣吧。
You hear that very often. That, I will believe Jesus when I retire.
我把我孩子送到大学，我再来服侍神。
I will serve God after I send my children to university.
我想再多读圣经，我才配当基督徒。
I don't deserve to be a Christian after before I finish the Bible.
不是这样的。
No, it's not like that.
不是因为你特别博学，特别有能力。
Not because you're knowledgeable, you're very capable.
不是你有钱有闲。
Not because you are wealthy.
才跑来服侍神。
You are wealthy, so you will come to serve God.
而是在我们生命中的每一个处境，我们都要归向他。
But it should be like in all kinds of situations, we will come to God.
在这个世界中的一切的处境和我们在这个世上的职责，都不是我们归向他的障碍。
When Nothing will be the stumbling blocks for us to come to God.
相反，是我们通向他的道路，我们要站在他的面前。
We will come to stand before Him.
我想邀请在座的每一位弟兄姐妹、家人，我们一起在圣灵里面来省察今天的经文所给我们的这样的一个挑战。
I would like to invite all of us, all of you, to come to.Have this discernment.
首先是动机。
So first, we need to discern our motivation.
我们生活的动机。
And our motive.
我们会不会像这些法利赛人、撒都该人那样
？Are we like Pharisees and Sadducees?
用这些漂亮的话术来包装我们真实的动机
？Are we trying to
包装？都是好。我们本来甚至是用属灵的话语
with spiritual words
来包装我们，掩饰我们真实的动机。
To cover ourselves, cover our motive.
我们的良心
and also
我们的责任
conscience.
我们是不是在纳税呀、合规的事情上啊，有没有灰色的地带？
Is there a gray area in our duty when it comes to paying tax, obeying the laws?
我们的身份，我们到底是更在意自己现在的面子、自己的 ID、自己的头衔，还是更在意上帝的形象和样式
？Regarding our identity, do we care more about our face, social status, titles, or do we care more about image of God?
还有一个是界限
and also boundaries.
在职场或者我们生活的处境中，我们有没有面对各种各样不讨神喜悦的这样的话语、这样的问题？我们到底是顺从神，还是顺从人？我们愿意不愿意为此而摆上代价？
In our working places, and also in our life situations, and are we obeying God or following man? Are we willing to pay the price for that?
还有我们的敬拜
and also our worship.
我们是真心的敬拜
Do we worship with true heart?
还是一个假装的敬拜
or we just pretend?
或者是一个逃避的敬拜。
Or we just run away from worship.
永远不要忘记，我们是为敬拜神而生的。
Don't forget that we are born to worship God.
虔诚。我的生命中是否是一个祷告的生命，奉献的生命？
In our life, do we have a life of prayer?
我的生命是讨神的喜欢，还是讨人的喜欢？
To God, are we trying to please God or please man?
我们是稀奇还是顺服？还记不记得在这个雅各书里面说，光信不行。魔鬼也心有神，
in James,
但他却是惊惧。
In James, there is such a verse. It says, "Believing God is not good enough. Even devils they believe God, but they were trembling."
今天我们看到一个很好的，听到一个很好的讲道，看到一个很好、很棒的一个圣灵的一个工作，我们就很惊奇、很稀奇。哇哦
！Today we hear a very good message.Or we see a miracle, we say, "Wow!"
哇，他讲的真好！哇，这个事真的好，真的事情好棒哦
！We say, "Wow, this is such a good message."
然后我们就转身回到我们原来的生活中去。
And then we turn back to our life, and we.
即使是法利赛人和撒都该人，他们也常常因为耶稣感到惊奇，感到稀奇，但是怎么样？他们却不顺服。
Even Pharisees and also Sadducees.They marveled at Jesus, but they never obeyed God.
如果我们真的愿意再一次归向神，我们希望，我们需要怎么样起来顺服他的话语。
If we are willing to follow God, we will obey His word.
我想用这样一句祷告来结束今天的信息。
I'll finish today's message with this prayer.
首先，我想这样的有这样的悔改。
And We should have this repentance first.
主啊，我常以伪善试探你，用宗教的词汇掩盖自私自利的心。
Lord, we always try to tempt you, and with this religious word covering ourselves.
主，我不只是把金钱交给了凯撒，也把这个心交给了这个世界。
We are not only paying money to Caesar's, but also giving our hearts to the world.
如今我却要为此悔改。
Today, we repent for all of that.
我要为你摆上感恩的心。
We will give you thanks.
因为那被匠人所弃的房角石，如今已经成了我救恩的根基。
Because the abandoned cornerstone has become.The foundation for our salvation.
愿借着你的十架和复活，你可以救赎我。
Through the cross and your resurrection, you have redeemed us.
使我一次一次再一次的重新归向你。
So we can again and once again come back to you.
今天这个世界，无论是从东到西
，Today from the west to east，
从北到南
，from north to south。
有各种各样的声音
In this world, there are so many voices,
各种各样的主意
all kinds of ideas,
但是我们要竖起耳朵来听
but we need to listen,
去分辨
to discern,
是 America is back China is back Japan is back No Unless we ask Jesus is coming back
就是我们会说是美国再次伟大回来了吗？是中国再次伟大回来吗？还是日本再次回来了吗？不是，耶稣要回来了。
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！